While everyone awaits tomorrow's Supreme Court decision on whether the Affordable Care Act is constitutional, the healthcare field has already been changed by it. The act was designed to be implemented in phases, and one of those phases is about to put some money in the pockets of healthcare consumers across the country. In Alaska, the John Alden Life Insurance Company will be issuing rebates as part of what's known as the 80-20 rule, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The law says if an insurance company pays out less than 80% of its premiums in healthcare, it has to return the difference to its customers. For the John Alden Company in Alaska, that amounts to $622, one of the biggest rebates in the country. The company is issuing the rebates for the small group market in Alaska, businesses with between 2 and 50 employees. Company executives declined an interview. In an email statement, the company wrote, "Healthcare costs and utilization can fluctuate significantly from year to year and market to market. Rebates paid to customers in Alaska will reflect the healthcare claims that John Alden has experienced in the state." State regulators don't see any red flags. Katie Campbell, an actuary with the state's Division of Insurance, points out John Alden has a lot of competition in Alaska.
There are six other insurers writing small group business in Alaska. So an employer could be guaranteed coverage with another insurer if they wanted to, you know, get a lower rate, for example. And in addition, we haven't had any complaints, consumer complaints, that have raised issues with that company.
2,700 John Alden customers in Alaska will get rebates that have to be delivered by August 1st. Depending on each employer's health care plan, the rebate money may go to the employer instead of the employee. The state is in the middle of its first review of all proposed health insurance rate increases, something the Affordable Care Act requires. John Alden's rate increase will be reviewed like the others, but Katie Campbell does not expect that to have a big impact on the price of premiums.
The companies do a fairly good job with their rating, and the impact that we have in our review, therefore, is somewhat limited. It's a high-cost state.
Nationally, 13 million Americans are receiving more than $1 billion in rebates. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.